And welcome back to our program tonight. It's 7:13. Mark Stephen with you. And certainly we've had a lot of fun this week unveiling the various Stampeders that you voted for as the greatest at every position. Remember, there was 9 different position groups and you had to pick one. So, you know, it's tough because at every position, including this one, some other great players, but you selected him number one as a Stampeder defensive lineman in history. He joins us tonight, Charleston Hughes, with us. And first of all, Charleston, congratulations on that honor, and how do you react when you hear that? You're gone, but not forgotten, I guess, right?
Yeah, I guess it's great to win awards, even if there's not a season going on right now, but people still recognize you, you know, for the things that you did, you know, for that team. I mean, it's a great thing to accomplish.
Yeah. So where are you right now, and what are you doing to keep busy?
I'm currently in Regina, Saskatchewan.
Because that's where you play now.
Oh, yeah. Living a good life in Regina. Really just trying to do what I can to stay busy, man, stay active.
Yeah.
Try to provide for my family the best way I can. And really just preparing for next season. I just started working out, just started kind of getting myself back into the groove of moving around and still coaching other kids and trying to help them develop as young athletes. So doing whatever I can to spread the love.
Yes, but all you can do right now. Charleston, you started in 2008 here. You played the entire decade of the 10s, and now you'll be playing into the 20s. That's a remarkable long career. What's been the key to it? Besides the fact you're productive, but other than that, what's been the key to staying healthy and on the field mostly?
I think the key to staying healthy, man, is just really find what works for you. And there's no real secret to staying healthy, man. I know a lot of guys who've played this game year in and year out and dealt with a lot of injuries throughout the career. And everybody can sit up here and say, yeah, eat healthy. Yeah, go to yoga. Yeah, stretch. Yeah, do whatever you can. And I see the same guys that do all that stuff still get hurt. So when it really comes down to it, you know your body the best way out of better than any doctor, better than anybody, you know, physician that you go to. You know your body better than anybody. So you just got to find what works for you, do what works for you, and just continue to do the right thing.
So in your case, is that a lot of off-season workouts a certain way? Or are you into yoga? Or what do you do to keep your body in premium shape?
I mean, the most important thing to me is I try to do a lot of activities that kind of keep me moving. That's kind of different from just going to the weight room all the time, stuff that I find that I can relate to football. I do a lot of like right now I'm taking Brazilian jiu-jitsu. So a lot of the moves and stuff are kind of awkward, and it's a lot of, I guess, muscle endurance that you gain from Brazilian jiu-jitsu, but I find that it's working out pretty good. I'm getting a different type of conditioning that's far beyond what football kind of conditioning that I need. But at this point, I feel like it's working out. I'm benefiting from it. Yeah, I'm going to yoga classes. Yeah, I'm stretching. But I think what I'm getting from taking jiu-jitsu classes is a lot of hip mobility, a lot of, you know, I guess, flexibility as far as my shoulders, my arms go, being able to bend a certain way, you know, ways that I've never bent before. So now I'm like going out of my comfort zone, and now I can touch the floor now with the palm of my hand.
All right. Yeah, that's good. Well, you know, you got to keep reinventing yourself, and you've done that. Now, can you translate any of those Brazilian jiu-jitsu moves to the football field? Will we see something really funky when football returns?
You might see a little something new come out. You never know, man. I'm still new to it. But as I gain, you know, the system and they start to work me through actual moves to go for, like right now we're working something called the De La Riva.
If you say so.
Yeah, which is like a leg series, but
okay.
None of that going to apply to football unless I'm trying to tackle somebody with my leg. But, once I start to get into more upper body stuff and stand-up kind of moves, then, yeah, I think some stuff will relate to you know, getting somebody off balance, being able to, you know, take advantage of somebody when they're in a bad position, when I'm locked up with a guy, an offensive lineman, you know, some stuff will apply. Mm-hmm.
Well, I won't say you've been around for a long time, Charleston, but when I go to ESPN Classic to watch the vintage games, there's a familiar-looking number 39 that pops up. So I guess you're both a veteran, and now you're into the classic mode, so that's good to see. In all of your long career, which quarterback's the toughest to sack?
Toughest quarterback to sack? Man, it was probably Strebler, man. Strebler was... Excuse my French, but he was hell on wheels, man.
Oh, yeah.
he's a tough guy to bring down, and I think it was last year and 2 years ago, I think playing against Strebler, it was a couple times where I know I beat an offensive lineman clean and coming around the edge, and I know it's a sack. Any other quarterback in this league is a sack. I don't care what quarterback it is, but as far as it goes, he was the only quarterback that was able to get away from what I would deem to be a freebie sack after beating the offensive lineman.
Yeah. Well, I can tell you he did a considerable damage to the Stampeders in the West semifinal last year, and then against you guys played well, and then in the Grey Cup again, Hamilton didn't have an answer for him. So he's quite a unique player, that's for sure. A quarterback with that kind of size to just knock guys down and, as you say, break a tackle from you. That's a really rare set of skills to have under one helmet there, right?
Yeah, he's a running back at quarterback. So, I mean, you can sit up here and say, yeah, he's not going to throw the ball, and then line up for him to run the ball, and he still run the ball, and then run over all your DBs. And for the record, he did not break my sack. He just escaped me. I didn't even touch him.
Okay. Well, so your record's intact. All right, you got to do it. You got to be proud of your record there. Charleston, the most challenging offensive lineman now?
I think the most challenging offensive linemen are the ones that I go against the most, man. I mean, for some of the ones that I go against the most and I see year in and year out, like the Stanley Bryants, the Sir Vincent, the Tony Washington, the guys that know what to expect when they play against me. I mean, those are the guys that are the hardest to go against because I know them just as good as they know me.
Yeah, no, that's true. Yeah, you're both a bunch of established veterans there. Charleston, as far as, around town, you're in Regina, are people, what's the mood? People frustrated, upset, or just realizing that this is just a tough year and you got to put it behind them and get ready for next year kind of thing?
Yeah, I mean, everybody I talk to, really, when I go around and I do, like, my local businesses and go check around companies and stuff like that, man, and everybody I go around and I talk to, they always ask the same question. Is there going to be a season next year? I hate a certain person that's within the CFL organization, and they just go down the list of people that they dislike and people that they do like, and, you know, there's nothing you can really say right now, but just kind of take it on the chin and just try to tell them, like, look, I hope there's a season just like everybody else hopes there's a season. I mean, this is part of my life. This is my livelihood. I mean, for me personally, I don't want to end my career like terms, right? So this is a bad way to kind of end your career. I mean, but when it comes down to it, man, but you just got to roll with the punches. Try to be Floyd Mayweather.
Well, we've got you on the air here tonight because of your Stampeder ties. It was a Stampeder vote. What was the highlight of your time with the Stampeders?
I enjoyed my time there. I enjoyed my time with mm-hmm. Calgary, man. You know, I began my career there. I started to mold myself and build my name, you know, as far as a defensive end goes there. I can't do nothing but, you know, thank the whole Calgary Stampeder organization. I mean, between Huffnagel, Dave, you know, all the coaches that I had there, Mace, Cornell Brown, Devon Claybrook. I mean, I can't even go. It's a long list of coaches that I've had there.
But Cornell, like, actually, yeah.
Yeah, with Cornell Brown. I had Rick Campbell. I had Rich Stubler. I mean, I've had a series of coaches there. Brett Munson. I mean, I've had a bunch of great coaches there, and they are all built that system that Calgary has, and I was a part of that system, and I know what it takes to be successful. So when leaving a team like that and coming to a team like Saskatchewan, I know I got high expectations on what it takes to win and actually winning games. So if I can come, whatever team that I do play for, I hope to bring that same type of energy, that same winning mentality to that team.
Well, you have and you did, and we want to congratulate you for this. And thank you for coming on the program tonight. But you realize we were going to be talking to you anyway tonight because the original schedule had Saskatchewan in Calgary, kickoff at 7:30. So we'd have been talking to you anyway. So either it's by phone or it's live and in person. So one way or another, we had a chance to catch up, and I really appreciate it, Charleston.
Oh, man, I'm pretty sure we would have been up 14 points, and I would have had 3 sacks in the game by now.
You better back that up next year. I'm going to go up to the stadium and pass that on.
Oh, I'll back it up. Go ahead.
That's true. That's right. You will. Okay. Charleston, really appreciate it. Again, congratulations. Voted by our fans, number one defensive lineman in team history. And we'll stay in touch and be in touch in the near future.
Yeah, I appreciate all my Calgary fans out there, man. I love y'all. Always got a little place in my heart for Calgary, man. If you see me in Calgary, say hi. Maybe I'll buy you a drink. If you see me in Saskatchewan, I'll do the same thing.
All right, there you go. Charleston, thanks, and back to your Brazilian jiu-jitsu, and thanks for joining us.
Thanks.
Okay, thanks. Charleston Hughes, you voted him number one. Great to catch up with Charleston, and, lively character, been in the league a long time, and good to hear from him.